Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor Silungwe. Can you hear me, Pastor?
I can get you. How are you, sir? Is that summer?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor. Are you well? Has your day been good?
Very good. Very busy. And we are enjoying the blessings of the Lord.
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you, Pastor, for joining us once again today. Well, we are continuing to talk about the experience of salvation. And we're continuing from yesterday's topic. We started talking about this yesterday. And, you know, in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Christians believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to receive salvation. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. That's according to Acts 4:12. His life, death, and resurrection secures our salvation. Now let's talk about other aspects tied to our salvation. For instance, we want to understand, what is justification?
Beautiful. This subject is a very important one and exciting. As we highlighted yesterday, salvation is given to mankind for free.
Yeah.
And so God, by his grace, provides the rescue for humanity. Mm. Jesus Christ died for us. And so the Bible, as we read yesterday from John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave. So man was in need and God gave. And when God gives, it is for free. We discovered that we become saved through faith, our faith in God. We believe in him, that he is able. And so we accept his salvation and we are taken on. When we accept his salvation by faith, God does something very, very interesting, very, very important for our salvation. He justifies us. Even when we were sinners, when we believe, just by believing, God justifies us. He makes us righteous. He counts us as righteous before him without any sin. And so this is a beautiful, beautiful gem and truth that we need to assimilate as God's people. Wherever we are listening to, from on this powerful telecast, Adventist World Radio, we need to believe that God is gracious. When we believe in him, he accepts us. He actually looks at us as perfect, as though we have not sinned. We are justified in him.
I'd like to understand Yes, are you continuing, Pastor?
Well, I can continue, but the subject, you know, is it's actually very, very interesting.
Yes, yes.
Because God helps us to put on his righteousness, and we are justified, just like Paul quotes from the Old Testament. A powerful text and phrase that says, the just shall live by faith. It is by faith that we accept him, and that we are justified because of his righteousness. So he gives us his righteousness. We are counted like him. And Jesus says that, be holy as your Father in heaven is holy. So it's a very interesting subject indeed.
Now, I'm not sure if you could take us through the process, Pastor. For instance, what is the result of our response? I mean, a repentance, as it were. What's the result of that repentance and justification?
Beautiful. Because we believe by faith, and then we repent, we turn around. We realize that we were living in sin and in the darkness of the world, then we are converted. Repentance is very, very important. Now, the repentance that comes to us helps us to turn around, to have a new perspective of life. Mm-hmm. We now believe that God is the one who justifies us, who makes us righteous, who gives us eternal life. Mm-hmm. And because we accept this righteousness by faith, we will not just sit idle, we will not just live like we were living before, we will not enjoy the pleasures of sin as we used to in our former lives. Mm-hmm. And so we become justified, and we actually, the result is we become sanctified. We get to enter a process where we live with him on a daily basis. We are inclined to live like he lived, like he lives. His character is imputed upon us, and we start to exhibit the works of righteousness of a righteous person. We are sanctified. Okay. In other words,
all right. So that, what you're saying that is that actually is tantamount to sanctification. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. That is sanctification, and sanctification is actually to be sanctified, to be made holy.
I see.
Yeah. So it is God's business even to do that. Mm-hmm. It is very interesting that for us, it's just our part is to believe in him, and then we respond to what he's doing, and the good news about his salvation affects us positively, and we start to live like he lived, and he becomes our role model, our example. We follow in his footsteps. We are being sanctified or renewed or cleansed in our lives every day.
Beautiful. Now, what does sanctified life looks like? If you could just perhaps just give us a picture of how it looks like.
Wow, the life of a sanctified person is a life of righteousness, of course. Right living, that is. A person who is sanctified is a person who will even enjoy to live the life of a saved person, and they will not look really very unique or different altogether. They still remain as human beings, like Jesus highlights in John chapter 3 and verse 8. He says, it is the inner working of the power of the Holy Spirit, just like the wind blows, and we can just feel it. We will feel it. So the works of a righteous person will tell, even though outwardly we still look ordinary. We are human beings. We are, we become tired. We want to eat. But the way we live our lives is very unique, very different, will affect others positively, and they will appreciate that this is a calm person, this is a sober, person. A life of a sanctified person is a life that is blessed indeed to live with.
Now, lastly, Pastor, is it sanctification, that sanctification, is it a singular event or is it an ongoing experience? Please do tell on that.
Sanctification is actually a daily process. Paul makes mention that I die daily. The life I live is no longer my former life, but the life in Jesus Christ. It is a life of commitment, recommitment to God every day. We are renewed, and because we want to listen to him, we go to his word. We acquaint ourselves with the Holy Word, the Bible, and we want to talk to him also. It is talking through prayer. So when we pray, when we read the Bible, when we share with others, We are living the life of a sanctified person. We are growing every day. We are inclined to emulate from his beautiful example. And so it is a daily process. Sometimes as a person who is saved, you find yourself maybe committing something wrong. But because you are every day being touched, your desire is always to be like him. You walk in his footsteps. You enjoy just associating with this very important and special life, the life of Jesus Christ. And you realize that it is not in you, but in him. So every day you are tapping from that powerhouse, the source of life and light. And it affects you and you reflect it upon others. You are sanctified every day.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through and, spending this afternoon with us. Truly, truly appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We're going to be connecting tomorrow again at the same time and same place. But for today, we do want to say cheers to you. Thank you so much.
To God be the glory. God bless.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.